up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
It's hard to believe, but another week has gone by already, and time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back with another stack of great old-time polka records. What other kind is there? Even if they're brand new, it's old-time music. We just need to get our nomenclature figured out. That's a great word, nomenclature. Be a good name for a guy, Norman Clature. Wouldn't that be good? What's your name? Norman Clature and his orchestra. I have no idea. We're already off to a silly start. Anyway, glad you're along for another week of great old-time music. Let's just jump right into it. Reinhard Hoffman and the Blue Heavens. This is the My Maria Polka to get us rolling. There you go, Reinhard Hoffman and the Blue Heavens. Maybe their first time on the show, even. After 385 shows, that could be the first time for them. I don't know, a lot of records out there. Anyway, glad you're along for another run of the Oompa Hour. Let's do Marion Lush and the Musical Stars and the Young Girl Polka.
Jakbyś miała rozum i do ludzi zdanie, to byś mnie kochała za same śpiewanie. Kochała jednego, nic się jej nie stało, lepiej kochać się, tym boję jeden mało. się jej kręcą, oczka się jej śmieją, chłopcy ją kochają i za nią latają. Ta laleczka młoda wszystkie chłopców chciała, a ja sam tu siedzę, tylko o niej myślę. Ona się cieszy, niech se potańcuje, a ja będę czekał, jak powróci do mnie. Tak długo czekałem, teraz się wróciła, ja się z nią ożenię, teraz ona moja.
There you go there, a little merry and lush for you here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us again. It's just me, really, it is. Sometimes I think I have multiple personalities, but it's just me in here, all right? And all these records, anyway. Uncle Ozzy coming up. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And maybe you want to go there. You could, because it's pretty impressive. 1,400 accordions all in one place. Think how many separate keys that would be. Of course, it would depend on what style of accordion it was. But nonetheless, it's kind of mind-boggling when you start adding things up. And of course, they have a lot of other things on display as well. Other instruments and musical things and history and documentation and paperwork. And, paperwork. File cabinets full of stuff. If you need to learn something about the people or the musicians or the songwriters or the instruments, they are the place to go to. You know, you can call them, you can email them. If you're doing some kind of research and you have a question, they can help you out. Anyway, they're in Superior, Wisconsin, located right there on Belknap Street, as a matter of fact. So you might want to check it out if you're going to be in the area. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You can see a few pictures, see if they have any events or activities coming up you want to get in on. Don't forget about their accordion repair and technician school, too. It's just, it's mind-boggling. A lot of people don't even know the place exists, and it's my job to spread the word. So check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. All right. All right. Here's Uncle Ozzy. It's the Sauerkraut Polka. We'll be right back. don't think we've had Uncle Ozzy on the show for a while. We're about due. I think the last time we had it was an Uncle Ozzy Cousin Fuzzy double album. I think it was. Anyway, you're in the middle. Well, you're not in the middle. You're in the first. You're in the first 20%, actually, of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Last week, I set a record. I got more songs into the show than ever before. Will that happen again? It depends how much I jibber-jabber and if I pick out all the short songs. Here's Eddie Carosa and the orchestra. It's Take Me, Baby. Says right on the record, he's the prince of polkas, and I am not one to argue with the record. There's Eddie Carosa in the orchestra, Take Me Baby, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, every week, what you're hearing happens. I sit down with a stack of records. I do, and I just play them. It's a crazy thing. Not a lot of people just play the records anymore. But that is my mission, and I'm glad you're along for another ride. If you need to have a request or dedication or question or comment or just want to say hi or sell me some siding or something, I don't care. You can get in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. And don't be confused because that number goes to a record store. I kid you not, but they'll get a message to me. They're downstairs. I'm upstairs. Anyway, 218-259-2985. You can text or leave a voice message. Email oompahour@aol.com, of course, and Facebook, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Any of those ways are likely to get a message to me. Let's do the Dennis Tatomir Orchestra. Says they're out of Detroit, but I notice there's a pitch for a Canadian radio station on the back of the record. So I don't know what the deal is, but let's play one. Everybody knows. Here's Just Because. Just because.
because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Just because something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Just because
sure, that's a first on the show. There's the Dennis Tatomir Orchestra out of the Windsor, Detroit area, it says on the record. Just because, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We always talk about every now and then playing a record that's a little scratchy or scrunchy or dirty or yucky. Here's one of those. It's Eddie Mack and his orchestra. This one came out of a jukebox in a bar a long, long time ago, and it's been played 100 million billion times, and it's covered with cigarette smoke residue. You can tell because the record, instead of being shiny black, is gray and dull and yucky. But that's what gives it a history. It's got patina. Here's the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka.
Całe żenie, żeną poślę do roboty, ja szalenie poferi.
I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty suszy kobry, nie pustrzeliwy. I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty suszy kobry, nie pustrzeliwy.
Kiedyś spałam na powali, przyszła ku mnie straszidło. Mala porty, aj kaloty, aż za to mnie patrzyło.
I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty się szykowny, nie posleniwy. I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty się szykowny, nie posleniwy.
Eddie Mack and the orchestra, happy-go-lucky polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Good news from this end of the world is finally getting some of that Canadian wildfire smoke the heck out of northeastern Minnesota. Ugh, I'm done with that. But in the meantime, of course, the hot weather's back, which is part of summertime, but not so consistently. But anyway, we're hanging in there. And, that's really all I have to report this week. I'm kind of boring, aren't I? How about Harold Steinbach and the Polka Tones? Not a lot of records by them here in the old Oompa Hour record files, but here they are with Randy's Polka. Steinbach and the Polka Tones. That's Randy's Polka. I believe they're from around Milwaukee, if I remember right. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, I actually had an email about this record several months ago, I believe it was. Got an email, and then the guy had said, he said, "We all know in heaven there is no beer." But he said, "I remember hearing you play a song where they were singing there was beer in heaven." And he was trying to find that song. And he said he had called two polka radio stations and said he was looking for a song about there being beer in heaven. And right away I said, "Yeah, that's a record by the Musicales." And he was very happy to know that I knew that. And he called up those polka radio stations and said, "Here's one you apparently do not have." So anyway, I haven't played this for a while here on the show, I don't think. Here are the Musicales, and it is the Beer in Heaven polka.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody,
why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey, why yeah, yeah.
Hey!
said there is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Yes, I told you there was beer in heaven. The Music Owls are witness to the situation. So there you have it here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record has just got Wisconsin all over it. I always wonder why I say that. What are people like in Florida listening to this show thinking about it? I mean, that's a big Wisconsin record. I have a Jerry Marsalek's record here, a Slovenian-style record. And it says, at the time of this record anyway, which was 1974, Jerry was in St. Francis, Wisconsin. The record was made at, Marchese's Dance Land in Sussex, Wisconsin, and recorded by the K&L Recording Service of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Hubertus, Wisconsin. I don't know. I can convince myself that either is right. You ever have that problem? Anyway, I love records that come out on the K&L because the audio is just spectacular on these records. Anyway, here's Jerry Marsalek and the gang, and they're doing Cookies Polka. There you go. That is one of those great-sounded K&L record records. and Cookies Polka, Jerry Marsalek here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Not one of those good, well-worn records again. Those are the ones that you know they're good because they got played so much, people just about wore them out. Here's Eddie Lash with his Star Concertina, of course, and the House Party Polka. You listen to this while I go try to find a waltz, all right? Man, these records are going by too fast. I can't get the next one ready in time. Ah, it's a wild day here at the Oompa Hour. Now, as you know, we always like to have at least one waltz in every show. And I got one for you. And I'm pretty sure we never played it before. You never know. I have Frank Novak with Cleveland's Polka All-Stars. And here's the Playmates Waltz Dancers, if you're ready. All right, dancers, you can relax now. There's the Playmates Waltz there, Frank Novak, along with Cleveland's Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Well, let's see. We had Eddie Lash already. Let's have Eddie Zima in the orchestra. Here is Sunday Afternoon. Thank you. Hey, have it Sunday afternoon, Eddie Zima and the orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, not implying that it is Sunday afternoon. It could very well be where you happen to be listening to the show. But the show, of course, is carried on lots of different radio stations all over the place. And heck, it could be any day of the week where you're at. So that's the way it goes, I guess, huh? Oh, look at that. I got a Whoopi John record coming up here in a little bit. But first, I have Vern and Steve Meisner. I love the sound of Vern Meisner. On this particular record, he did it with his son, Steve, who at the time this record was made was 14 years old. And that was a long time ago. He might be getting Social Security by now. I'm not sure. I didn't try to look up the year of the record. Anyway, I don't hear this song very often either, and it's one of those ones that I've known for 50 years, but you don't hear it very often. Vern and Steve Meisner, how many burps in a bottle of beer? Can you even sing a song about beer when you got a 14-year-old in the band? What's with that?
Now there's 100 warts on a pickle, 1,000 holes in a big Swiss cheese. There are 5 red cents in a nickel. But tell me, please, what? How many burps in a bottle? In a bottle, big bottle of beer. Bottoms up, let's have another one. Counting burps, we'll have a lot of fun. Music and laughter are filling the air. All the gang is here. We'll drink them down until the beer runs out. All together, everybody shout. Hey! How many burps in a bottle? In a bottle, big bottle of beer. How many burps in a bottle? In a great big bottle of beer. Have another one. Counting burps, we'll have a lot of fun. Music and laughter are filling the air. All the gang is here. We'll drink them down until the beer runs out. All together, everybody shout. Hey! How many burps in a bottle? In a bottle, big bottle of beer. How many burps in a bottle? In a great big bottle of beer.
Vern Meisner there, joined by his son Steve, who was 14 when that record was made there. Doing how many burps in a bottle of beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Here's another one of those great Whoopi John Decca 45s from back in the good old days. Here's the Lindenau Polka. Thank you. They have it there, a little Whoopi John for you here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You ready for a good rowdy record? This is another survivor out of a jukebox, to tell you the truth. The record looks like hell. And I normally don't use words like that, but it looks terrible. If you saw this record, you'd be like, will that even play? But I'll tell you what, this is one of those jukebox hits that's been played a billion times. And, I mean, I'm not even sure there's grooves left on this record. That's how wore out it is. But it was recorded so loud, and the record is so raucous and so wild and rowdy that the fact that the record is worn out, you can't even tell, all right? An oldie but a goodie. Here's Bernie Witkowski and his world-famous orchestra. It says that right on the record. Here's Goodbye, Rosam. They have it, Bernie Witkowski there. You would never be able to tell how worn out that record actually is. I kid thee not. Coming up, we have Wisconsin's Polka Champions. I know that because it says right on the record, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now the next record says, right on the record, it says Wisconsin's Polka Champions. And I don't know if there's like a wrestling match for, you know, for polka dancers or like, you know, like arm wrestling. You know, I have no idea, but they are the Polka Champions, it says on the record. Obviously, it would be the Happy Notes, and it says it's Ma and Pa Dombrowski singing. And we know that's Norm, of course, and his wife singing. So here they are with the Lover Come Back to Me Polka.
Thank you. sighing, crying for you.
There you have it there. Says right on there, Wisconsin's polka champions there, the Happy Notes, and Ma and Pa Dombrowski there, the Lover Come Back to Me polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. What the heck? Let's do a Lil Wally record. Go, Lil Wally there, and what do you have here at Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldies show, and I think we could sneak in a real quick Six Fat Dutchman record, huh? There you go, a little Six Fat Dutchmen. Say the words, dummy. It's not that hard. You've been saying Six Fat Dutchmen for 60 years, for Pete's sake. Anyway, that puts the wraps on another edition of the old Oompa Hour. I think more songs than we've ever fit into a show. How's it possible? I don't know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!